Good afternoon, mate.
Thank you very much for your time. An amazing achievement. Congratulations. Now, for those who may have missed last week's show, tell us why you did this run.
So on Sunday, I completed a 10-hour run for my sister-in-law, who's battling leukemia for the second time in about 18 months. So I tried to raise a bit of money for her just to help her out with her treatment and take a little bit of the financial stress off of her. So, yeah, that's what I did.
Yep, that was, and you covered about 73 kilometres over those 10 hours. What time did you start, and did you go when you woke up, or maybe it's too cold, or was it bang, just let's go and do it?
So I started at 5 a.m., so I was up at 4. I checked the weather app and it said feels like -3. So I was thinking it was going to be a bit fresh, but I'd already practiced my start time a couple of weeks prior, so I knew what it was like, and I knew it wasn't too bad once I started moving. Yep. So I knew once I got out there and running, it'll be warm up, and it wasn't too bad.
Now, we spoke last week. Obviously, the 5K rule was in place at that stage with the restrictions. Did you, and we were talking about treadmill and doing a bit around that 5K area, did you still do the treadmill or did you just keep running that 5K area?
I just sort of ran a bit of the 5K area around my local area in Golden Square. There's a fair bit of bush around me, so I thought I'd wouldn't really hurt a soul if I stayed up in the bush for the day.
Nah.
So I ran around the bush and that was about it, yeah.
Sheldon Burke joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. He did a 10-hour run, went about 73 Ks for his sister-in-law who was battling leukemia and raising some funds in her recovery. Now, how long was your recovery? Did you, after the 10 hours, did you go and, because obviously being a footballer yourself, have the cold shower or the ice bath, what was the recovery and how are you, almost a week on?
Well, Monday and Tuesday was horrendous. I could barely get off the couch without any help. Every hour there was a new muscle that started to ache from my arms to my back and obviously my legs.
Yep.
But I sort of forced myself into the ice bath and hot shower therapy for the first couple of days. And on the up now, a couple of little niggles, but hopefully be ready to play footy again next weekend.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to get on the park because I know they footy back and it is great to have footy back, although the Bendigo Football Netball League will be starting next weekend. Now, are you still seeking donations at all, Sheldon?
Yeah, so we'll be seeking donations right up until I have the auction event at the Golden Square Hotel. We haven't got a date on that at the moment. We're just waiting for restrictions to ease so we can have a proper do at the pub. So we're just going to wait until then and once that's finished, we'll close the donations up and hopefully reach our target. We've done a few finances and found out it's going to cost Maddie about $30,000.
Wow.
Until she can work again. So we're currently at $22,000. So if we can get up around there just before we close, I'd be super happy.
Yeah, we'll have all the details, of course, on our website as well. Now, you mentioned there about the goods auction waiting for more people and the like, as you just mentioned. But maybe just run us through some of the items that you have there ready to go when this auction is able to happen at the Golden Square Hotel.
So we've got football jumpers from Geelong, Essendon, Carlton and Melbourne, all fully signed by the current playing list.
Yep.
Just thanks to a couple of mates. We've got a few goods and services from bricklayers, builders and those sort of things. They're going to offer like the bobcat up for a day, fireplace. But the big ticket item is from a friend who has a holiday home down in Ocean Grove. They've put it up for a three-day holiday.
Wow.
It's worth $1,600. It's a five-bedroom house. So I think that's the big ticket item that maybe a few bosses might buy for their work employees for a Christmas party or something like that.
Sounds amazing. Hey, Sheldon, let us know when that happens again. More than happy to get you on and have a bit of a chat. And as I say, we'll have the link up for your GoFundMe page. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Hopefully the recovery goes A-OK and a massive achievement, as I said there at the top, 73 Ks. You must be proud. How did your sister-in-law take the news when you'd done the 73 Ks? It was like, well done, or you could have gone further.
She was pretty happy. She was a bit baffled that I actually got that far, but I had a little bit of a kick along from a few blokes, Dan at the Hit Factory, Guy at Budget Bins, and another bloke from AFS. They were contributing $10 for every K.
Wow.
Wow. So that was in the back of my mind to raise a bit more money for Maddie, and she was pretty happy with that.
You've done an amazing job, mate. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. And, yeah, as I say, when that goods and service auction comes on, let us know. We'll give it a plug. More than happy to do that as well, because you're a star and, yeah, you're a massive advocate for wonderful things in the community.
No worries. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for the support.
Thank you very much. That is Sheldon Burke joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.